Insomnia Radio UK, 88.
I'm holding last month's shipping statements. Sales are down, profits are down, the music industry sucks.
The Insomnia Radio Podcast. Kill your FM.
This is the theme song to my show on Insomnia Radio. And I don't need you to tell me it's kick-ass. I knew that already.
Hello and welcome to Insomnia Radio UK. I'm Stuart Morrison and this is IRUK number 88. I'm recording this on Sunday the 3rd of October 2010. This episode features five tracks from UK artists, one sort of used to be UK artists and one guest artist from France. There's also a Made in the UK show feature by myself and our daughter Sarah, and also another one of Sarah's interviews. It's a bit of a different format, as you might have guess from the beginning of this. That was the start of a track called Intro by Canadian band White Room, and I rather like that as an intro. Okay, let's have some music. Here to get us started is Out of the Afternoon with I Won't Forget You.
You.
Yeah, it was Out of the Afternoon with I Won't Forget You. The band is from London. They formed in 2007. They take their name from a Roy Haynes album. And they recorded their album, I Won't Forget You, that's the title track from it, in 2008 and 2009. And they released it this year on Tape Records, which you can find at taperec.com. I will put a link in the show notes to their page on that site. They're also on all the usual social networking sites, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, YouTube, SoundCloud, The 61, and I'll put links to all of those as well. And also you can buy the album from iTunes. Next is a band who are originally from Liverpool and now based in Seattle, Washington, called Greystar, and the song is A Picture of You.
So you made a choice and now you're on. Inside your heart you still belong, but in the end you'll know it's all.
Star with A Picture of You. It's spelt the US way, G-R-A-Y star. They're from Seattle, originally from Liverpool, and it's from their forthcoming EP Strange Boy, to be released sometime in October. They have a website and all the usual media links in the show notes at uk.insomniaradio.net as ever. Also, you can buy their EP now from iTunes and Amazon.
Righto, Gambler, how the hell are you?
Hello, Codger. I'm a little down, if the truth be told.
Oh, why is that, old chap?
Well, I've been thinking about some of the things that we used to associate with this great country of ours, but no longer can.
Oh. What about the British Airports Authority? That's British, isn't it?
No, I'm afraid the British Airports Authority is Spanish.
Didn't know that. What about football? Chelsea, for example.
No, I'm afraid Chelsea Football Club now belongs to those Russian Johnnies.
Oh. Hmm. Well, the British royal family's got to be British then, surely?
No, afraid not, old son. The British royal family, well, they've been German for as long as anyone can remember.
Dag nabbit, didn't know that. What about British music?
Do you know, I think you could be onto something there. British music is rather stirring. But where does one go to get it?
Well, I would go to Made in the UK show.
What, you mean madeintheukshow.co.uk?
It is a rather good podcast, yes, that's where I'd go.
Is that the cream of British podcasting?
Well, it certainly floats to the top of my coffee every day.
Marvellous. Shall we go there, then?
Let's do that.
madeintheukshow.co.uk. Ha
Yeah, it's the 100th episode of the Made in the UK show this week, and Sarah and I thought we'd make a bit of an effort for it. So here is our segment for that episode, recorded earlier in the week over a Skype link. First time I've done that, I'm quite pleased with the results, and I thought I'd share it with you here. It's about 30 minutes long, and I'll be back after that. Hi, I'm Stuart Morrison from Insomnia Radio UK.
And I'm Sarah Morrison from Insomnia Radio New York.
And for this 100th episode of the Made in the UK show, we're joining forces for one night only to form a temporary Insomnia Radio Nottingham.
Ah, yes. I live in Nottingham, and my little sister has just started at Nottingham Trent Uni. So my mum and dad brought her up here at the weekend, and we took the opportunity to catch some live bands, or live local bands.
Yeah, so first we went along to an event called the Oxjam Buskathon, which was a 12-hour busk by a local artist to support the work of Oxfam.
Yep, and one of the acts was Insomnia Radio favourites M1 Connect, who played an acoustic set right out on the street, which we saw kind of the middle of. We kind of misjudged how cold it was, so we had to retreat to the pub before they finished.
Yeah, so after a bite to eat and a pint or two, we made our way to the social.
Well, the Bodega Social, as it's called now, apparently.
Right. Yeah, there were three acts on the bill. A band called Sketches, who are local to Nottingham. Fiction, a band from London. And another IR favourite, Dog Is Dead.
So, our two tracks for Made in the UK episode 100 are by M1 Connect and Dog Is Dead. And both of them have been featured on the show before, on the same episode, actually, it's episode 75.
So, firstly, here is M1 Connect with Not Enough.
Peace out, man.
That was M1 Connect with Not Enough. They're from Nottingham, and they are two brothers, Martin and Stuart Cuthew. And you can find out more about them at myspace.com/M1Connect.
Or, of course, you can go to insomniaradio.net and look for the IRUK episode featuring M1 Connect. And Sarah has also done another interview with them, which you'll hear in the next IRUK show.
Yep, that's right. And their Rocks Jam set was quite interesting, I thought. It was totally acoustic, which was interesting to hear, sort of the songs all stripped down without all the synths and the electric guitar.
Yes, and it worked quite well, I thought.
Yes, I agree. Right, so on to our second track. It's by Dog Is Dead, and it's called Board Games.
You spend your days every day. 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 Board games. 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 Money, it's not a problem when you spend your days playing
board games.
The local news means nothing to you.
Board games, board games. You're not the wiser than you. You're not the wiser than you.
She said, I don't like Monopoly. So I kicked her head in properly. That's what you get for landing on my property.
You're not the wiser than you. You're not the wiser than you.
That was Dog Is Dead with Board Games. Again, they're from Nottingham, and you find them at myspace.com/dogisdeadband.
They sometimes describe themselves as Louis Armstrong lost in disco, which is actually pretty accurate, I think. They're a bunch of youngins. They're all about 19 years old, which beggars belief, considering the tightness and quality of their music. But then, when they play live, you can really see it, because, to be honest, only guys with youth on their side could put on such an energetic show.
Yes, they are rather explosive. In fact, almost literally, when we saw them, they set off a sort of massive party popper full of streamers at the end of their set. I actually thought one of the spotlights had flown.
It was quite impressive. I'll tell you, though, one thing about that gig was that their audience made even me feel old, and that doesn't happen very often. They have a very passionate fan base of mostly screaming teenage girls. It was a bit like seeing Boyzone. Very odd.
Except just with very decent music instead.
Ah, yes.
If you head over to leftline.co.uk, which is the magazine that Sarah writes for, you can read their review of the gig too, although it's not by her.
No. Still very good writing, of course.
So that's it for our segment of the Made in the UK show.
Yes, our thanks to Rowley for all his hard work in the early days of the show, and now, of course. We were both quite latecomers to the Made in the UK show, and Rowley's now managed to spread the load of producing it quite a bit and encouraged us all to make it to 100, and it really is so much fun. So thanks very much to him for making it happen, and of course, thanks to all the other hosts.
So, until the next time on the Made in the UK show, I've been Stuart Morrison.
And I've been Sarah Morrison. Here's to the next 100, and remember, it's...
Made in the UK for the world. Yeah, we're back in Radio Insomnia Radio UK number 88 again. I hope you enjoyed that little foray into the Made in the UK show. You can find it, of course, at madeintheukshow.co.uk. The music you heard was, as we mentioned, Insomnia Radio favourites M1 Connect and Dog is Dead, both from Nottingham. Also, there's another pod crawl being organised by the Made in the UK group. It's in Sheffield and it's on the 23rd of October. Head to podcrawl.blogspot.com for details, and there's a Facebook event for it too. There's a link at the top of the pod crawl site. Now, a bit of Insomnia Radio news. I can't be too specific, as it's early days, but there are big changes afoot. Jason is back and has some pretty grandiose ideas for a transformed Insomnia Radio. More details as they emerge. But one early outcome is that the Daily Dose, which has just gone through 900 consecutive daily posts, mostly by Charles and myself, now has 6 or maybe 7 hosts, which will be great for everyone. So look out for news on our site, which is insomniaradio.net, of course, and increasingly on Facebook, facebook.com/insomniaradio, and also twitter.com/insomniaradio.
Enjoying the music on today's Insomnia Radio UK? Don't forget to support the artist. You can get links to their site by visiting our site, uk.insomniaradio.net.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Now, we mentioned in the previous segment that you could hear Sarah's interview with M1 Connect. So, here it is. It's about 8 minutes long, and I'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Stuart.
And hi, I'm Martin, and together we are M1 Connect.
And you are listening to Insomnia Radio UK.
Hello, IR UK. I'm here in Nottingham with a couple of guys that our regular listeners might recognise, Martin and Stuart Cuthew from Nottingham/London band M1 Connect. Hi guys, how's it going?
Yeah,
pretty good. Yeah,
how's it going?
Yeah, excellent. Nice to speak to you again.
Yep,
and to you. Yes.
So, for any listeners who might not know you, what are M1 Connect all about?
Big, dirty beats, fat simps and filthy guitar riffs.
Lovely.
Overlaid with some quite nice singing.
Yeah. Yeah.
<that. Cool. laughs> So what have you guys been up to since we last spoke? You've been quite busy this last sort of 6 months to a year, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. There's obviously invariably there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the background that people don't really see the results of or don't fully understand where all the work's going. But the big stuff is we've played a festival, We've been in the studio. We've recorded some songs.
Had a review in Sound on Town magazine, which is our first review in a national magazine, national publication.
It's rather favourable, if I remember rightly.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And we've continued to sort of... Well, we've started playing more regular gigs.
Excellent. So the festival, that's sort of the big high-profile one, isn't it? Greenbelt, isn't it? How did that go? Got any nice stories for us?
Yeah, that was really cool. We turned up, and I mean, everything went really smoothly.
It's not very rock and roll.
No, I know.
It's not a very good story. Is
no,
it?
I know. Yeah, yeah, everything went. It was very interesting, and everything went really well. Stuart's other half, Ali, was there as well, and she, which kind of helped, kind of sort of keeping us in the straight and narrow and orchestrating things a little bit. But no, it went really well, and. Could have done with a few more people there watching us, but you know, I think we were up against a reasonably well-known band on the main stage, and that's just an excuse I'm sticking to. But yeah, no, it was great just to play our first festival and have road crews helping us with the amps and stuff, which we were a little bit kind of like
flummoxed by.
Yeah,
it was very, very
proper
confusing.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
Yeah,
having roadies at your disposal.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. And hospitality and stuff. Although they didn't, wasn't complimentary beer. We didn't have a big fat rider with loads of vodka or whatever on it. But
just blue M&Ms.
Yeah, and cups of tea. Free cups of tea.
Lovely.
Yeah, and we did our first acoustic set there as well.
Yes.
So that was a good thing to do. It was interesting to go back to the songs and take them apart and see how they could work acoustically. It was nice to see that most of them do work acoustically. It's obviously very useful, us both being able to play guitar to sort of pull that off. Yeah, that was good. And that's put us in good stead for being able to do sort of slightly different versions of the songs and have those available. Well, we plan to make those available, I think, at some point. We did a Buskathon yesterday in Nottingham as well, which was another chance to give the acoustic set an airing.
Yeah, well, me and Mr. IIUK, Stuart, my dad, we both came down to that, and it sounded pretty excellent. It was nice to hear a very different side to your sound to what we'd heard before. So did you... how does it compare to the lives of plugged-in synthy electric gigs? Is it sort of preferable or just completely different?
It's completely different. I mean, I'm always going to prefer the big plugged-in electronic thing, you know, big electric guitar, playing, you know, getting to play a keyboard as well. I'm always going to prefer that over the acoustic thing, I think. But it's nice. It's a different vibe. It's a different dynamic. It's kind of more free, I guess. You know, because we're sort of playing to a drum machine, you know, kind of beats that we put together. It is quite strict. It's obviously going to be very structured, so kind of with the acoustic thing it's a little bit more free and,
nice to strip it down a little
bit.
Yeah,
exactly, and you can play with it a little bit more, kind of dynamics of, you know, the acoustic guitar and stuff. So
I quite enjoyed it, actually. It's in a way it's a lot less to think about, and I like it because I can usually hear my vocals echo a lot better when I'm doing it acoustically, which helps. And yeah, you can throw in impromptu stuff like we threw in a completely impromptu cover of Wish You Were Here in the set yesterday, which obviously we couldn't do on the live stage because everything has to, you know, I mean, usual setup, everything has to be sort of programmed, the beats have to be programmed in first. So as Martin's alluded to, it's very much more structured.
If people want to hear that performance, is there anywhere, is it recorded? Can people go and
we did record
it?
On my camcorder. But yeah, we need to sort of go through and kind of check the audio.
We are definitely planning to get stuff up. So
check the website.
Short answer, yes.
Reckon?
Yeah. Check out probably Facebook, facebook.com/M1Connect.
MySpace.
And MySpace. And we'll probably house them on.
Plug away.
We're going to sort of house our videos on YouTube as well. So, but there'll be. We'll put out stuff, you know, on our respective sites about that. So
good. So keep your eyes peeled,
Insomnia
Radio listeners, for lots of multimedia goodies from these guys.
Absolutely. Yes. So we could well have a free download available as well over the next couple of months. So
yes, well, you beat me to it. That was my next question.
Ah, well, there we go.
So we've got a. So what's
reading
the,
your mind?
Yeah, what have the next 6 months got in store for M1 Connect? What can we expect to see?
There's going
to
be a free download. Thanks for asking. Yeah, it'll be a free download, as we've said, and then we are going to aim. We're going to head towards releasing a single next spring. So that's the plan. That's what we're working to. We need to do a little bit more recording.
More gigs up in Nottingham. We're going to be playing.
Yep.
I think we're going to be focusing our efforts up here.
Cool.
So, which I think we're kind of aware that. I think it's just a bit more of a kind of a little nice little scene around here, and I think it's a bit more compact, and trying to kind of do both, keep both areas going is I think going to become more difficult. So more gigs around.
I definitely agree with the music scene in Nottingham. I am horrendously biased, but
no, absolutely. I mean, it's all very sort of spread out in London. It's kind of where do you start, really? Whereas obviously in Nottingham, everything is kind of quite close in, and so I think it kind of makes sense for us to try and capitalise on a potential gold mine here. So
And there's some good little venues up here as well.
Yep.
Definitely lovely places to play.
Yes, absolutely. We need to start playing them as well. That's definitely on the agenda as well.
Excellent.
So watch your space for more gigs, IR people, listeners.
Cool, lovely. So any last words? I think that's we're going to keep it short and sweet, but anything else you'd like to say to our listeners?
Well, if you've listened to us, thanks for listening. If you've not, duh.
Well, they'll be hearing a few tracks on this episode, I should expect.
Go check out M1 Connect. Thanks for listening. So.
Cheers, guys. It's Martin and Stuart Cuthie, M1 Connect.
Thank
you very much.
And
thank
you, Sarah, if you could just give us a little wave for the camera. This is Sarah from Leftline and Insomnia Radio, and this is we are M1 Connect doing our little interview. So, cheers.
Right.
Yeah, the video of M1 Connect playing Wish You Were Here at the Buskathon is up on YouTube, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes for this episode at uk.insomniaradio.net. Okay, now for some more music. This is the real guest artist for the show from Paris in France. This is Sons of Frida with some post-rock, maybe a little math rock. See what you think.
I'm
That was French band Sons of Frida with Burn. And that was the first real submission to one of Sarah's other projects, Miss Morrison's Mix. And they gave us permission to play it on Insomnia Radio as well. So there it is. It's from their fourth album called the Bulgarian LP, which was released earlier this year. They're on MySpace, and you can buy the album from a site called free.fr. Links in the show notes as ever. And of course you can find Sarah's site at missmorrisonsmix.com. Head over there, send her some encouragement to get the first episode out. And while you're there, do read the reviews she's done, including one of this band's album, the Bulgarian LP. Now for something a little bit strange. I quite like strange music. This is the band Schnauzer, and the song is World of Whimsy.
Welcome to my world of whimsy, where everything is light and flimsy, and sandwiches are made by mumsy. Welcome to my world. My conquests are many, so I have some trouble remembering them all. I don't seem to have any trouble wooing the ladies. In fact, they just throw themselves in my general direction. And who can blame them? Welcome to my world of whimsy, where everything is light and flimsy, and sandwiches are made by mumsy. Welcome to my world.
That was Schnauzer with World of Whimsy. It's from their second album, which is called The Sound of Meat, and it's released on Pink Hedgehog Records. I have both this album and their first album, which is called Kill All Humans, on CD, courtesy of Simon at Pink Hedgehog. And they're both excellent, if a little weird. Get links to the sites, their sites and the label site, in the show notes, of course. Okay, it's last track time on Insomnia Radio UK 88. To close this out, here is Two Door Cinema Club with Costume Party.
You're too young, you're never gonna know what hit me when I fell down in silence. No one thinks what I'm doing is the right way forward. You'll see, it's not just a dream now. You think you know, you don't know. You think you know, you don't know.
Two Door Cinema Club with Costume Party. They're from Northern Ireland and they formed in 2007. They're signed to a French record label called Kitsune Music, through which they released their debut album, which is called Tourist History, on the 1st of March. This track, Costume Party, is apparently a B-side that was not selected as part of the 10 on their debut album. They have a website, and I'll put links to that in the show notes for this episode, as well as their Facebook, Twitter and MySpace links, and also links to iTunes and Amazon's where you can buy the album. So that's about it for Insomnia Radio UK number 88, just a reminder of who you heard. There was Out of the Afternoon, Grey Star, M1 Connect, Dog is Dead, Sons of Frida, Schnauzer and Two Door Cinema Club. Of course, the music bed is Pondfield Solstice by the Pocket Gods. The intro was by White Room. The Insomnia Radio theme is by a friend of Insomnia Radio, Jamal Boucher, who was in Blame Amy. If you want more information about these artists featured today, or to download, purchase their music, find out about live performances, head over to uk.insomniaradio.net for the show notes, to have links to all their sites as well as downloads where available. If you'd like to comment, you can do so by going to uk.insomniaradio.net as well. Or, of course, you can send me an email. I'm uk@insomniaradio.net. Let me know what you think. So, until next time, thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You've been listening to Insomnia Radio UK, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. If you'd like to get detailed show notes and band links, head over to uk.insomniaradio.net. And to subscribe to the show, feeds.feedburner.com/IRUK, or look for us in iTunes.